3 months later, another spot appeared, again, radiation treatment for that. Well, Monday was another 3 month scan, and there was no sign of cancer on Monday's scan, so that was good news. So we were glad to hear that. And then I have a daughter, Abby, and she is pregnant, and she is due in late March. And she's had a really bad pregnancy. And I don't know how many kids they wanted to have, but basically one. She's had to deal with kidney stones during the pregnancy, and she's been still had a lot of pain and trouble. And so she's just ready for this pregnancy to be over. And just if you would pray for her and the baby's health and safety. And then when Dell and I met with some of the men, one of the family members here, I told them about a condition that Ella has, and I was kind of letting them know about that as well. Ella has a liver disease, but it's not cancer, so it's not life-threatening. She has to take medication for it and will for the rest of her life. She goes to a liver doctor once a year at UAB. Last November, that doctor said that she had showed no signs of getting any worse over the previous year. But that disease that she has causes her to be tired, and the medication she takes causes her to be tired. So during the week, she works long hours at work, and it's hard to be here on Wednesday nights sometimes. That's why she's not here on Wednesday nights. So thank you, Libby, take a minute to tell you about those people in my family. There was a soldier fighting in a battle, and all the gunfire and smoke, he got separated from his unit. And he was all by himself, and he could hear the enemy approaching. And he was trying to find a place to hide, so he climbed up a ridge and saw some small caves. And he hid inside the cave. He knew that if he got caught, he would be killed or captured if they found him. And so in the cave, he prayed, "God, please protect me. Whatever your will, I love you and trust you." And as he sat in the cave, he could hear the enemy approach. And as he sat there, a spider began spinning a web across the entrance of the cave, back and forth. And he thought, "Well, that's just great. What I need is a brick wall, and God sends me a spider." From the darkness of his cave, he could see the enemy approaching. And mentally, he was trying to get ready to make one last stand to fight them off. But the enemy glanced over at his cave, and then they walked away and they left. And then he realized that when they saw the web intact, they knew that nobody could reach the bone inside the cave. And they left it alone and didn't even look inside that cave. And so he prayed again, and he said, "Father, I forgot that with you, a spider's web is stronger than a brick wall." Small things can make a big difference, can't you? I think about some of the small things in Bible stories, or illustrations that Jesus used in parables, or maybe in a miracle. Think about the events that involve these small things. A slingshot and small stones, a fishing net, a pearl, salt, a lost coin, Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 through 31, Jesus said that two sparrows cost only a penny. Again, some small things there. But not even one of them can die without your Father knowing.